The following programming is sponsored by Michael Sloan. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up.
Good morning, Philly. This is your host, Michael Sloan. We are actually missing our co-host right now. They're running a little late. They're stuck in that Philadelphia traffic. But again, this is Reverend Michael Sloan. We have a lot to get to, even though our other hosts are not here as of yet. Nonetheless, we're going to get this show started. First thing I want to talk about is we're planning a pop-up in the Ogont section of the city. There is a pastor called Hewitt Coward. He has a church. He has a business that's right next to the church. And we're going to give away a lot of things. And you know me, this is the season of giving. One of the things that I look forward to every Christmas is just spreading joy and happiness. So this is going to be a great opportunity for us to give and express joy and love to everyone. One of the things that I love to express to people in my program, I go around and show people how to heal themselves naturally with herbs and spices. One of the things that I'm definitely going to give away next week, next Friday, is I'm going to give away my specialty tea. This is a healing tea. I call it God's tea. And the reason why I call it God's tea, because I put everything in it. Even the kitchen sink. We're talking about 25 to 30 different ingredients that will heal your body in various ways. Every time I've given it out, people have made claims about what the tea has done to them, such as lowering their blood pressure, improving their circulation, helping them with their memory. And the ingredients that I put in there, there are information that actually state what it will do for you from a scientific or medical perspective. We know that ginger has certain properties in it. We know that dandelions has properties that will help heal your liver. Turmeric will help with inflammation. So there's a lot of different things in there. Black pepper will help with absorbing the nutrients that is in the turmeric. So you got cardamoms that aid in digestion, helps your immune system. As I said about the ginger, it has many antioxidants. It also reduces inflammation, strengthens the immune system. Cloves, which help fight oral diseases. Enough about all of that, but it has a lot of different ingredients in it. I'm going to be giving away this tea. It tastes really good. People say this tea is excellent. So we're going to be giving away this tea, as I said, next Friday. And the organization that we're going to be partnering with to give this tea away, but there's going to be a lot of other food there. There's going to be all types of giveaways. I'm going to make this into a Pamper Me Day as well, so that anybody that comes in and they want to be pampered, we'll give massages. I'm going to have massage apparatuses to give away. We're going to have these frying pans that you can actually fry an egg in And you don't need any butter. You don't need any grease. It will just simply slide right off the slide right out of the pan. These are restaurant quality pots and pans. So if you're looking for a gift, or you would like to re-gift the gift that we give you, this is a great opportunity to come in and receive some nice things. As I said, I'm going to be giving away all kinds of things. We're going to have some other businesses that will participate as well. I'm going to ask them to give away some of their merchandise as well to participate in this event. One of the things that I always like to start off in every morning is just to meditate and being positive. We have so much stuff going on. There's so much negative news. Sometimes we just need to tune the world out just for a moment, and just concentrate on loving yourself. And with that being said, I'm going to read to you something that I wrote a number of years ago. I give it to my seniors when I do one of my food demonstrations, and I'm going to actually be doing one today at Falls Bridge. I'm going to be making some smoothies and my specialty teas, and a lot of times I make ice cream. I can make ice cream from fruit and vegetables, believe it or not. It tastes really good. I make a Rita's water. I make a mean Rita's water ice from fruit and vegetables, and I dare say it tastes better than Rita's. I have a lot of people that say, this is awesome. Yes, and it has vegetables in it. And you'll never taste the vegetables. Even when I make my ice cream, I don't really use any milk. I use cashews to, and I do it right in front of everybody. It only takes me just a few seconds. But I want to talk about starting your day off positive. Again, this is the Wake Up Show. This is your Power of Hour with your host, Reverend Michael Sloan. And I want to start off by reading to you a love contract that I wrote a number of years ago. I had one of my seniors actually make this into a song. It's so lovely. I should have it copyrighted, but nonetheless, here we go. It is a contract to love yourself. And I tell people to put this on their refrigerator and read it 5 times a day. And this is so that you can actually be positive, but sometimes just block out that negativity that's always going on in your mind, that war and all the things that are around you. So here it goes. This agreement is between me and myself. I promise to love myself as much as I can. I promise to forgive myself. I promise to encourage myself and not be negative. I will speak life until my bones. I have faith in what God has given me. I promise to eat healthier and exercise on a regular basis. I claim that my mind is strong and I have to listen to my body. I can and will be able to achieve my objectives and goals through Christ. If I do not succeed today, I will have the courage to try again tomorrow. My mind is strong. My body is strong. I can do this. I plan that the rest of my life will be the best of my life. I'm in agreement with this declaration, and I attest that I'm of sound mind. Then it has your signature and a witness and today's date, and you put it on your refrigerator, and you read it 5 times a day. This will help encourage yourself throughout the day when you have all of the spitfire that's coming at you, all the darts of the trials and tribulations that you got going on through the week. Guess what cat drug in just now?
Well,
my goodness.
Doesn't that sound lovely and motivational?
Yes. Makara, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
So good of you to, so nice of you to join us today.
Oh, you know, nice to be here.
You know, you were late by only what? 10 minutes?
10 minutes, yes, but who's usually my ride?
Oh, now we're throwing me under the bus now? Really? So who are you blaming it on?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll share the blame.
We have a guest here, huh?
You do. Hi, how is everyone this morning?
Good. How are you? What is your name?
My name is Jamia Davis, a.k.a. Coach Trill.
Okay.
So today I am here. I'm a transformative life coach and the owner of Trillionaire Luxury, which is a brand devoted towards changing the mindset of individuals within the Black and urban community in hopes of changing financial situations and inspiring generational wealth. So that's what I'm here to share today.
You said a mouthful.
Yes, I did.
All right. You know what? Is this Wednesday? Hump Wednesday?
Hump day.
Oh, my gosh. And she's still motivated.
Yes.
Wow.
She exudes
energy. You know what? She doesn't need my love contract, so she's already motivated. She's good to go. Again, welcome to our show, the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses, where we try to spread love, cheer, opportunity. Who is this that's walking in? Oh, my gosh. I know the radio audience can't see this, but we have somebody else's walk. We have a full house today. What's going on? No, I expected her. So how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm super, super
excited
to be
here. You said your last name is Davis.
I did.
Uh-oh. So we have Wanda Davis that just walked in. So is this a relation here? Relationship here? What's going on?
Well, you know, Wanda Davis did not just walk in. Wanda Davis walked in when you were doing your devotion. She stepped out. Wanda Davis just walked back into the room.
What devotions? I wasn't doing any devotions.
Well,
you were reading your affirmation.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
It's a form of devotion.
Okay. She wants to go there with me.
It's a form of devotion. Right. No, I'm not going.
She's sharpening her tools on me right now.
I am simply letting you know that maybe you did
Wanda,
not see me.
Good morning and welcome to the show again.
Grand rising to you, Rev.
Oh, she called me Rev. Wait, she called me Rev. I got to be nice right now. All right.
It's absolutely great to have you in the show. At the show, Wanda, you've definitely heard her voice before. She's called in for our other shows. We didn't get you in last week because of technical difficulties, but it's great to have you this week.
I think it was a setup.
Mm.
You know how, you know, people set you up for the come up.
Right, right.
To get up and to get out the vast information that we have for financial literacy.
Wanda, before you get into that, look what I brought you.
Oh, wow. Okay, is that my shaper?
Well, this is the waist trainer right here.
Yes.
You have to use it in order for it to work, though.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
You can't just look at it and it'll just melt
At all. As a matter of fact, Makara, would you pass that to Jamia so Jamia could pass that to me so that
And Wanda, look at
sure
the pants that I got you. This right here is the nonstick cookware, in which it doesn't have that negative side effect where you scratch a nonstick pan, you're supposed to throw them away as soon as you get a scratch in it because it can leach chemicals in it. That one will not. If you scratch it, you can still keep using it. That pan is guaranteed to last for 30 years. If it doesn't, oh, you go get another one.
Well, I appreciate you sharing this with the listening audience. And what he's trying to tell you all, listening audience, is to listen because these are things that you are going to be blessed with.
Yes.
But you have to, just like you have to play to win, you have to listen to win. And you have to stay tuned in to WWDB. The information clearly is for you all, listening audience, because I am a chef. And Mia, tell you, I do have these type of non-stick quality cookware, but I do not think I have this one, so I'm going to thank you for starters.
Well, if you don't need it, then I'll just take it
back. I did not say I did not need it, and I did confess that I do not have it. So I'm going to move that closer to me, too, right now. Just give me a second, audience.
So
got it, before he takes it
back. We're going to be giving these items away and a lot more, not this Friday, but the next Friday.
Yes.
At the 7700 block of Ogontz. We're hoping to incorporate a lot of the businesses with the Federation, Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. And it's really about incorporating everyone because, again, we've done this at ShopRite. We work with
a lot.
Yes,
that was a great event we had.
So we're going to have another one, not this Friday, the next Friday. We're going to actually try to incorporate what we call a Pamper Me Day.
So we're going to do
the exfoliating of skin, and of course, I'm going to do the massages as well. We have someone that's going to do makeup. We have one of the seniors who I believe is a Mary Kay person as well.
Consultant.
So she would like to donate her services.
Yes.
And we're going to have a whole lot of people there. And I'm going to need for you to invite the media.
I will do that.
I'm hoping that Pastor Hewitt would call in and basically give the exact address to where this is going to take place. So I look
forward to it.
And we'll take a break in another 30 seconds or whenever it's ready, and we'll come back and we'll talk about financial literacy.
Financial literacy. Financial literacy.
Okay.
And the Federation and this national village that we are upholding.
Amen.
Thank you for listening. You're listening to WDBMB.
WWDB.
I know. WWDB.
She just wanted to make sure we're on our toes.
Don't advertise this as a bed and breakfast.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everyone.
WWDB.
That's what I was doing.
I think she's getting
trouble. Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair can help. They do it all, from your transmission and engine work to your state emission inspections, tune-ups, and radiator flushes. They can do your oil change and your brakes and exhaust system repairs. They'll fix everything but a broken heart. Find them at 2301 North 30th Street in Philly. Call 215-229-7589. Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edith Bracho-Sanchez with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. The stress created by the COVID-19 pandemic can wear anyone down, but teens may have especially hard time. Feeling depressed or angry may be signs they need more support. Remember, parents set the tone at home. So try to stay positive, keep the lines of communication open, and talk with your pediatrician if you have any concerns. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
The joy of living is in the giving.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas and asking that you remember our less fortunate children by giving Toys for Tots.
When I went looking for a place to rent, I wore a mask, but they could still see I'm black. The landlord told me,
nothing available.
When I went looking for an apartment, I wore a mask. Obviously, I'm Latino. They said,
the place has been rented.
My wife and I were house hunting.
We wore masks, but we're Asian American. And the real estate agent said,
you won't be happy here.
If you suspect housing discrimination because of your race, file a complaint with HUD. Go to HUD.gov/fair housing. Fair housing. The law is on your side. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, Philadelphia. You're listening to the Federation's Hour of Power. We're here with Jamia and Wanda Davis.
Yes, yes, yes. Speaking of power, we do have some powerful people in this room. Starting with yourself, Makara.
Thank you.
And Jamia Davis is my niece, and Jamia Davis is a young entrepreneur. I want to say trillionpreneur because her company is Trillionaire Visions, and she happens to be the youngest financial literacy business partner that we have on our team. And so I brought her along, to almost had to drag her, because you know this group of young people, they're up, they're on it. She was up 4 a.m. in the morning getting hundreds more followers. And then what did she do when we pulled up? She went on live.
Yep.
And said,
Come on, join us. You got to download this app. You're going to see, you're going to hear me today.
Absolutely. So, Jamia, give us your elevator pitch and then conclude it with financial literacy and tell us why it is so important and what financial literacy has done for yourself. Her cousin, my son, actually just sent us over, what, a free real estate class before you got in? She said, Auntie, Elijah just sent something.
He definitely did. So thank you for that introduction, Wanda. My name is Jamia Davis. I'm a 19-year-old entrepreneur and owner of Trillionaire Luxury, which is an expanding brand devoted towards changing the mindset of individuals within the Black and urban community in hopes of changing financial situations and inspiring generational wealth. So I'm here today, again, to share this story, create a platform for people who need to learn a little bit more about financial literacy in order to change our lives and our communities, specifically the Black community. And today, me and Aunt Wanda are here. We have a business. It's called Unique Credit Care. And we're kind of trying to bring your unique situation some sort of light, especially in the financial realm. So we help you restore your credit. And not only restore it, we help you care for your credit. We're in a business where we care for you. And we want you to be able to have the knowledge and tools to help yourself and not just put a Band-Aid on any of your problems.
That's right. So she essentially said we don't do credit.
I'm 19 years old.
We don't do credit repair. We're not in the credit repair business. We're in the credit care business.
Wow.
That's amazing.
You're raising them up young, huh?
Yes.
The younger, the better.
Wanda, did you come in with bribing me to keep me quiet? Because you brought over an egg sandwich, and now I'm trying to eat and do the show at the same time, which is really rude. But, you know, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, and right now, all I could think about while I'm on air is eating some food right now.
Well, I did what I do, and sharing is caring, and I'm a very caring person. And when you gave me the task to pick up lovely Makara, because I was preparing breakfast, I could not leave without preparing something for her. And I certainly could not leave without giving her something to give her father once we got here. So that's simply what I was
doing.
Wanda, it's me, right?
Since you did such a lovely thing for me, I really do appreciate it from the bottom of my heart.
I just would
like to take back half the bad things I said about you.
anybody that knows me does not believe it anyway. So
I tell you what, when you do something else nice, I'm going to take back another half.
Okay.
So know what you have left?
I'll be 100%
great.
You
always have half left because I'm going to keep taking just half.
Okay.
I want to note that the sandwiches were great and the grapes were delicious. So thank you.
Thank you. And you know, she'll tell you, I did not get a sandwich. I just got grapes.
Well, I didn't get any grapes.
Well, that's because we didn't drag it up and bring it the grapes downstairs in the car.
You know what? I did ask about you with the grapes. She said no, so I'm telling.
Oh, really?
No, she just said, do you want me to grab the grapes, Aunt Wanda? But if you know me, I had so many bags.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you slide that package back over to me?
You know what? I think I'm going to slide it to myself.
Right, because she knows where it's going. Okay, so back to financial literacy. So we basically have a suite of services that we offer people to actually participate in. And, you know, you have identity theft protection. We have a credit attorney. We have a credit builder, identity monitoring. We got net worth. How many of us know the net worth? They can tell you in a minute. Oh, Beyonce, her net worth, she's worth this. And Jay-Z is worth that. What are we worth? What are our assets? What is the difference between an asset and a liability? And then we have savings goals. You know, then we have a debt payment pay down program. Everybody's concerned about student loans. We have a student loan reduction program as well as the program. Because our company is a nonprofit, you can actually work on your student loan forgiveness. Everybody knows there's no way around student loan debt.
And Wanda, tell me how important that is for children our age, especially at HBCUs where there's not a lot of funding So we're accumulating a lot of loans, a lot of student mm-hmm. debt. So it's very, very important and very, very crucial that we have budgeting tools. We have tools that help us, you know, just be able to maintain our credit or rebuild our credit after having a lot of negative inquiries. Or
absolutely. Well, you know, stories and challenges build us, and they make us better. Challenges only make you greater. You people get challenges every day, and you, as you know, when Elijah went to school, we had a challenge there. It looks like we're gonna take another break, a pause for the calls.
No, not a pause.
We got another call.
We have somebody on the call. We have Will of God on the call.
You know Will?
Oh yes, I know Will of God. Hey, Will of God.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I do not hear him.
I can hear him.
I can hear him.
It's a little light.
Will is a not only a friend of mine, he's a friend of yours as well. I think a lot of people know Will. Will actually is one of the famous call-ins for another radio show. We won't say who that radio show
WIP.
What it is, but we're not supposed to do that, so.
Andrew Bagatti, how you doing?
Okay. So Will is a person that's out and about in the community. And I guess we all can relate to some credit issues.
Right.
If we go back in time with me, before my credit began to go up, I had a situation, and my downfall for me with credit started when I was in college. They actually... You know, I don't know what they did with my loan, but it was a situation where as though they wouldn't even give me any more money. I think I transferred schools. That's what happened. And then they made me say, all right, you have to pay your loan off. And it was just downhill from there. I couldn't continue college. I had to, you know, use my own money, so forth. But at that particular time, they wanted that money in full, and I could not pay it. And to this day, I have not paid it, but I plan on not paying it because I transferred schools, and it's a story behind that, and I won't get into that, but it's not on my credit report anymore because it's been so many years, so my credit is fine, but I still get the calls from time to time to say, hey, we'd like to settle, and when I wanted to settle it, it wasn't on my terms, and I said, forget it then, you know, it's been 30-something years ago, so...
Well, what you want to do is make sure you don't have those conversations, because if you have a conversation with a debt collector or someone who has bought the debt, then you open yourself back up.
You're right. And so, a couple of my friends, I used to be a bill collector.
Yes.
I used to collect debt. So a couple of my friends who I work with, or coworkers, I wouldn't call them friends, coworkers, they would call me and I would have this conversation. You know you're not going to get this, right? You know you're not going to get it. So you're wasting your time. I would have fun. I would love every time one of these collectors called me, because I know the law and so forth, because I was a collector as well, and I would just have fun with them. But well, we have Will on the line. Let's talk about Will. Will, I told you about this day that we're having on Friday, not this Friday, but the following Friday. And I know that you are going to go around to some of the business for me to let them know about this particular day. I don't know if you know the pastor, Hewitt, right there.
Oh, yeah.
I forget the exact address. He's supposed to call in and give us his exact address. And there's going to be a food pantry. We're going to do a huge giveaway with food. It's going to be a spa day as well. So you have a business. I forget the name. I spoke to her yesterday.
Diana from Golden.
Yes, I actually want to talk with her about maybe doing something there on that particular day as well. So if you can have her contact me, we want to work this thing out. I want to make this day very special, not only for seniors, but for all the businesses who are in that area. And we just want to work with everyone. Will, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right, how y'all doing, people? My name is Will of God. I'll be on that radio show. I'm the guy who made a new Eagles chant, new Sixers chant, Flyers chant. If you ever listen to Andrew Vitale, you know exactly what I'm talking about, Sports Talk Radio.
No, we don't listen to Angelo Cataldi on this show, so.
Oh, okay, great. But if you go on YouTube and you pull up Spontaneous TV by Will of God, or just go on YouTube and pull up the number 2, True Will of God, and pull up New Eagle Shin. You can see exactly what I'm talking about. But the other thing I've been doing back in the day was I am also better known as DJ Chill. And I did shows way back in the day, and everybody around the city knows me either by Will of God or DJ Chill. Now, what I'm going to do, since Mike is my boy from way back in the day, y'all don't even know, I used to be on the radio also. I still have a radio show now, internet radio, where I got like 9 million listeners. And I'm trying to evolve. But the best thing about life is if you stop being stingy and start just giving, you'll be better off. Because not only God is going to bless you, but everybody else will get blessed at the same time. You can get this crab in the barrel mentality off the charts and just totally diminished. Now, the other thing I used to do back in the day is to be on another radio show, whatever. But now I have so many different businesses, black or all types of people that know me. The best thing about life is I cut the chase. They know when I call them, it's a wrap because I ain't going to call them. I barely call anybody because I got over 4,000 numbers on my phone.
Well, so we have some Eagles fans here. Hold on. We have some Eagles fans here. Why don't you tell us your give us your Eagles chant?
Me?
Okay. Well, I'm in Brown's supermarket right now in Shorthand with my daughter. Warrior Ray, what's up, gorgeous? And it's perfect today because today's my oldest son's birthday. Happy birthday, man. And
happy
December
birthday.
4th was my youngest son, Josh, was December 4th. But my Eagles chant, people, so y'all have a reality check. And I'm going to call Dino on 3-way so you can talk to her. But imagine you have one side of the stadium saying what? And then the other side of the stadium saying who? And then we all collectively together saying we're Eagles. Just imagine that. The power is just unbelievable. But how I do it, and if anybody that knows how I do it, tune on in and let's do it together. 1, 2, 3. I go, E-H-L-E-S. What? E-H-L-E-S. Who? E-H-L-E-S. Where? Eagles. Hold up. Bring it back now. E-H-L-E-S. What? E-H-L-E-S. Who? E-H-L-E-S. Where? E-I-G-L-E-S. Eagles. See, I do it with authority. But this is the other thing I want y'all to do.
That's Will of God. Chill Will. That's Chill Will.
But listen, I'm trying to get paid off of that because it sounds so good when a lot of people. It does. It sounds so good when a lot of people do it. And if y'all look at the YouTube, you'll see all types of people. Some white people are like, I can't do that. I can't. No, they're doing it. They're actually doing it, and it sounds like gravity. You ever have gravity that pull you up, you still fall down?
Hold on, Will. Hold on one moment, Will. I just need to apologize to the audience for those who are just waking up, and they're laid back, and they're just lacking energy. You just got a full dose of Will of God. Man brings nothing but energy. He's always hyper.
Always.
He's like one of those chihuahuas that just keeps running around, never-ending energy, but has a very, very good heart. That is my boy, Will of God. He is a thoroughbred. And Wanda, you know him as well.
I do know him. I don't know if he knows him.
Oh, yes, Wanda.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. Well, I didn't know me because I'm the one that was going around helping the politicians get in. You tag all right, you know me. Ooh, wait. She see me in action because I had to get. She know that lady. I forgot her name, but we really had some fun. And she see my work ethic is like unimaginable. If you ever get a penny, right?
Will, your memory is shot, Will. But Will, real quick, Will. I want you to take this number down real quick. All right, do you have a pen? Or ask someone for a pen.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah, take this number down because I want you to call this number next. You have a pen? Or are you still looking for one? This should be an easy number for you, Will. I got to make this real simple for you. And I need for you to make this phone call right away. Did you get a pen yet, Will? Can somebody help this man get a pen?
Well, you can text it to yourself. You ready?
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I had to get Donna on the phone for you real quick.
Get Donna on the phone. Well, see, we got to find a way to lasso Will. That's the only problem when you get Will. He's just all
over the place. Will, you got to take the number.
He's like a chihuahua.
Will, focus. You got to take the number first. If you don't have a pen, Will, then
I'm gonna
text it to yourself.
Myself. Let's go.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, here we go.
All right, and don't get mad at me, Will, but go ahead.
9. You got it?
9-1-1.
If nobody pick up, call the police. Will, you should have known that was a setup, Will.
You know him, Will. You know him.
What happened?
I fell for it once.
Where did you dial 911 backwards? Is it 119? How many levels do you get with a 9? I don't know. Help me up.
Will, did you put somebody else on the air without even telling me? Is this somebody else on the call?
This is Donna from Bodicom on the phone. Hey, Donna, you on the radio? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it, but you had to have it.
Oh, well, I didn't
Will,
know
you
I
just
was
caught
on the radio.
Her off guard. You put her on the
you
radio
sure
without
did.
Even telling her.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah, this is Donna from Golden Comb Barbershop.
How are you? We spoke yesterday. I'm sorry for Will, but that's just how Will is. You know, mm-hmm. You get used to him. He does this to me all the time. He puts me on a call with a person. Just call me out of the blue and say, hey, I want you to meet such and such. Can you tell them about yourself? Like, what in the world? And the person he introduced us, we're both
like
caught off guard.
Yes.
So how are you?
Yes.
You're live on the radio, WWDB. Will just
people.
Caught you off guard and called you out of the blue and didn't even tell us.
He sure did. No, he didn't even tell me.
So tell us about yourself and what do you do for a living?
Well, I've been a barber at Golden Comb since 1980. Okay. Now I'm the owner of Golden Comb for the last 8 years. And I'm just a pillar in the community. I've been over 40 years in
Amen.
Golden Comb.
God bless you.
We look forward to working
Thank
with
you.
You. I'm going to have a Pamper Me Day next Friday, not this Friday, the following Friday at 7700 block of Oganta Avenue. And I definitely want you to participate. Here's the thing about your services. Will and I don't need your services.
You almost have the same hairdo.
Pretty much. You know, I am trying to something to grow my hair. It's just I can't keep up with the routine because I was completely bald, and now I got this peach fuzz showing up here and there. So it's starting to come
it's
a routine that's hard to keep up with. I know
that's
I would have more
fuzz.
Hair if I just stuck with the routine daily, but I just can't do it. As a matter of fact, I'm ready to go back to shave it all off again. So
wait a minute, Donna, it's not peach fuzz, it's lint.
Pretty much.
Okay. Well, he sounds like he got a little something going on.
Yeah, Will has nothing left, so I won't say where he took the hair that he has on his head, where he took that from. We got to keep it clean on the radio.
No, I went to Valley Forge Military Academy. They made me shave every day, so I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, Donna, so you've been in business for, you said, 8 years.
I've been the owner for 8 years.
Oh, okay.
I've been in business
since
at Golden Comb since 1980. That's over 40-something years.
Yes.
In the same location.
Impressive, very impressive.
You know what that really means?
Math class.
Wait, you know what that means? That means everyone around me was listening except me.
Yeah.
So I own up to that.
Yes, I've been here a very long time. I'm a puller in the community now. Well known.
So we look forward. Will.
Wait a minute, Will.
He's going to say we look forward to you possibly coming on being a member of the Federation of Black and Minority-Owned Businesses so that you can share what you have.
You know what?
That sounds fine to me.
Yes.
As soon as you start talking, Will, shut up.
Be ye always
ready. He just overtalked me.
But I want you to realize that Donna, she used to have a massage parlor, but now she got a church that she's renting out to, and she's located on 76 and Ogonta.
I own 7612, 7614 Ogonta Avenue.
Awesome.
And you're not renting
awesome.
Out this shot. You're renting out to a church, correct?
Correct. I rented out to a church.
You know, we definitely have to talk because we have a lot of volunteers that are trying to go out and help these businesses.
Yes, and we can bring some financial literacy to the church.
Correct.
Well, that sounds
fun. We're going to be working with a number of churches. Let's take a quick break and just stay on the line. We want to converse with you a little more, and hopefully we'll have Pastor Hewitt, who has the church right there at the 7700 block, where we'll be giving away the food on this particular day as well.
And I know him.
Okay. All right. You do know Pastor Hewitt. Great.
Yes, I do. I know him well.
Yeah, everybody know him. That's my buddy.
All right. Let's take this break real quick, and we'll be right back.
Car trouble? Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair can help. They do it all, from your transmission and engine work to your state emission inspections, tune-ups, and radiator flushes. They can do your oil change and your brakes and exhaust system repairs. They'll fix everything but a broken heart. Find them at 2301 North 30th Street in Philly. Call 215-229-7589. Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Helmets are important for every bike ride, no matter how short. Did you know helmets are also important to wear when skateboarding, inline skating, or riding a scooter? A helmet can protect against a skull fracture or other facial injuries. Look for a helmet that fits correctly and that's certified for safety. Make sure you and your child wear a helmet every time. For more, visit HealthyChildren.org or talk with your pediatrician.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. Every year, millions of animals lose their homes and end up in shelters. Learn how to help animals in need of rescue and adoption at AmericanHumane.org and be a hero to our best friends in their worst times.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, it's important to take steps to help stop the spread. Follow 5 tips to help protect yourself and others. 1. Wear a mask. 2. Practice social distancing. Stay at least 6 feet apart from others. 3. Wash hands with soap and water. 4. If you have symptoms, stay home. 5. Get vaccinated as soon as you can. Together, we can help stop the spread.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. You're listening to WWDB 860. This is the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses, Hour of Power, here with Michael and Makara Sloan. And today in the studio, we have Wanda and Jamia Davis.
Hi, hi. Hey, everyone. Good morning. Thank you so much for the introduction.
Family. Now, off air, Jamia was just offering something. Makara, you want to let her tell the audience what that is?
Oh,
but they will have to stay tuned in. Take it away, Jamia.
Okay, so everyone, I do offer a luxury Airbnb stay. It's called Trillionaire Luxury Bed and Breakfast, where we have a chauffeur experience. We offer a totally different experience than any other hotel stay that you'll ever have. We provide a full facial service, a massage therapist, a chauffeur, like I said, private chef, and so much more. This is a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 2.5-bathroom unit with a movie room upstairs and so many more amenities. If you guys would like to come out to the event, you guys could have the opportunity to get a free stay here at Trillionaire Luxury. So stay tuned, and you can also follow us on Instagram at Trillionaire Luxury or visit us at TrillionaireLuxury.com to book your own stay.
So that means Sharon again is Karen, and
right,
that means
right.
that she's offering the audience a stay. We're going to be giving away a lot of things, but you have to stay tuned. You have to play to win, and in this case, you have to be listening to this is one of those things where you have to listen in order to win.
Right. And I just want to know again, how old are you, Jamia?
I am 19 years old.
That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. I've just been sitting here and we only met like an hour ago, but I'm in awe on how much you've done and how much you've accomplished. And it seems like the path ahead of you is bright and I'm really excited to see what you do.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All of the glory to God and my family, especially individuals such as Aunt Wanda and my father who have led me towards this path. And I would like to give a special shout out to my mother who has built me and yes. allowed me to, gave me the tools to be able to be the young woman that I'm growing into.
And she's listening, right, Mom? She did get it downloaded, right? And she says she talked to Reverend Sloan yesterday and someone else. So we were excited about that.
You know, it's exciting what us young people can do when we put our minds to it. I don't know about you, Ms. Wanda.
Isn't it?
But us young people, we got to stick together.
Right? Woo! Yeah, I'm going to skirt off on that one.
She doesn't want to be in the same group as you.
Well, you know, it's amazing. No, she just want to make sure that she doesn't help him take a shot at her Aunt Wanda.
That's of course.
And, you know, it's amazing because nowadays when we get stuck on something, you know, the first thing everybody say was, you got a teenager around with, you know, so when I'm stuck, I'm like, Elijah, Mia, you know, so, but very rarely do you see young people that have their heads on this straight and really know what they want and just constantly talking about giving and caring and doing for others and changing other people's lives. I mean, you know, sometimes I'd be sitting at all and I'm like, oh, I'll be standing at the sink washing and she's talking to a sibling or, you know, an uncle or an older person, you know, and I have to turn around and look and make sure that that's her behind me, you know.
Right, so when I got into the car, you know, she was on the call with the I don't know who.
The person from the nonprofit financial agency who offers all of the services that
right.
we provide.
And, you know, she was asking questions. She had, like, authority in her voice. So I was shocked when I heard you were 19.
I thought
like,
it was a follower from Instagram because I
right,
told you she was
right.
up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And then she was like, well, I wonder, you know, that was them from the. And I said, what? Oh, okay. You know, like I said, sometimes, you know, you just have to turn around and make sure that they're still there. But I'm really excited to have her on my team. And, you know, my son, he came back. I came home from the break. Oh, Mom, I'm doing stocks now. You know, downloaded Robinhood. Mm-hmm. I was like, Robinhood, I remember him from, you know, back in the day, you know, and I see every morning is popping up and we were talking about stocks just the other day. I wanted to go home just so that we can go ahead and get into it. So I know he's going to jump full heads in because he's an agent. He's been an agent in this business. But, you know, these young people, they don't do things until they see each other do it. So I'm excited.
I actually have a question for you guys. So
yeah, sure.
When it comes to the credit repair, what are the common...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Credit care.
I'm sorry. Credit care. You're
okay.
right.
Thank
credit
you.
Care.
Repair is a Band-Aid.
Right.
Yeah. We want to cure you of your ailment.
Right. Okay. What are the common mistakes that you think people make when they're trying to do it themselves?
So a lot of people have a misconception that just opening credit cards and just using the credit card is going to help them build credit, right? Mm-hmm. You don't know that there's certain percentages of your credit card limit that you're supposed to use. You're not supposed to go over 30% of your credit card limit, or that can actually be detrimental to your credit. I'm sorry, your credit utilization rate. And that can be detrimental to your credit score. So there's certain tips and tricks to how to use your card that will benefit you in the future as long as you follow, you know, our footsteps and we follow our lead as we teach you with the program that we offer.
Absolutely. And in addition to that, people do not realize that there are different lines of credit or different types of credits. There's installments and they're revolving. And a lot of times the people think they can do it themselves. They'll see the credit score going up. Oh, I have a 6 or I have a 700. But do you know why you have that 6? Do you know why you have that 700?
Right.
Some people do not realize that credit bureaus are not government agencies because they're bureaus, but they're for profits. And today, more than ever, we have to be aware of our financial literacy and credit. How many grocery stores do you go into and when you go to check out, it's all but two, you have to have a debit or credit card. How many right. signs do you see have exact change? No change. We're going into a cashless society. I tell people all the time, you can buy cash with credit, but you cannot buy credit with cash. You can have all the cash in the world. We had a minister who's in our business who preaches the gospel and preaches about financial literacy, and he told the audience, I never forget, that they had $75,000 and wanted to extend or rebuild on their church, and they did not, none of the banks wanted their money. They wanted somebody, at least one person, that had a good financial credit history, a profile, and they couldn't find it. So we have to do it now more than ever.
You're listening to WWDB, the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses, Power of Our. What I would like to ask you, Wanda, again, is how long have you been doing this?
So I'll have to say, let's see, my son is in his third year. Probably, let's say I've had the services for about 5 years. But it wasn't until his freshman year that I jumped back in it when I realized that I couldn't help him. And I had to literally do a GoFundMe, which I raised almost $12,000 in less than 12 hours, only going in my phone book and using half of the A's. And, you know, we have to realize our power. And I thought about it and I said, well, wait a minute. I have a service. Let me go back. And that year, I did not qualify for a Parent PLUS loan. But after going back and going into utilization of these services, the following year, I went to apply thinking, oh, I'm going to get denied for a Parent PLUS, but he'll get $4,000. And I got accepted. And I knew it was only because I focused on my financial literacy and I followed the footsteps. I followed the program. There, you do not have to reinvent the wheel. And if you're looking to be an entrepreneur like my niece and you're interested in multiple streams of income, you can make money while you help others.
Okay, folks, we have Pastor Hewitt on the line.
Oh, great.
Pastor Hewitt, how are you?
Yeah. Good, sir.
We were just talking about the event that we're going to be having. You have a pantry Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
And you give away all types of food to the community.
Yes, we do.
And we're going to be partnering with you, not this Friday, but the following Friday, to have this pop-up day where we give away a lot of stuff. And we're talking about nice things. We also have, I think, another business that's right down the street from you at the 7600 block. Was it Golden? What's the name of our business?
Golden Combs.
Golden Combs. Golden Combs. Is she still on the line?
Yeah, I know her. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she says she knows you. So we're definitely going to have this pop-up day in collaboration with your church. Can you tell us how long you've been there?
Oh, we've been here too long. We've been about 30 years.
And I'm quite sure, you know, you're well-beloved because you've been serving that community for a long time.
Very long time, my brother. Very long time.
And I've known you for quite, we went to seminary school together.
Correct.
We have some mutual friends, you know, these old bones. So, again, thank you for coming on air. If you would like to say anything, you know, when your service starts and what you're all about, we have a few minutes.
The name of our church is Remnant Church of God. It's situated on 7708-12 Ogans Avenue in the Mount Airy, the West Oakland section of the city. We do Zoom and conference call. On Saturday, we do a Bible study from 11 to 1, and then we do our worship service at 1 o'clock to 3. On Wednesday night, we do also a Bible study from 7 to 9, and we have a prayer early morning prayer every first Tuesday at 6 a.m. in the morning. And the line for that is 701-801-9535. So anyone can call in on Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., or on the first Tuesday of every month at 6 o'clock, we'll have prayer, and all are welcome. Again, our service is on Saturday, and we hope that the community and those who are listening will come in. We're a very friendly church, and as I said, we're a fixture in the community, so come on out and enjoy the service with us.
Real quick, Pastor Hewitt, the food pantry, the times that you're giving away the food, what type of food are you giving away?
We give away everything, vegetables, meat, dairy, you name it. Sometimes paper products too, cleaning supplies. We give about just about everything, baby supplies. So on Mondays we do about 11 o'clock to 6:30. And then on Wednesday we do from 9 o'clock until about 12 o'clock. On Fridays, that's when we do our fresh fruit and vegetables. They're from about 9 o'clock until 6 o'clock. But if you come during the, we can always find something to give you because we make sure our pantry is filled with food.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Pastor Hewitt. We look forward to working with you in this joint venture, this collaboration of working with the community. I know it's going to be a blast. I know I'm going to have a lot of fun. So, and I would love to introduce you to the Davises here. They do credit care. Is it credit care? Credit care.
We do financial literacy. Credit care is actually our flagship product. And which just made me think, I want to leave our information. I'm going to give my number, and then Jamia can give hers. And you can reach us at 267-992-4183. Or
you can reach me at 856-712-0457.
And remember, folks, this hour is presented to you by the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. And if you'd like to reach me, my number is 267-210-1807. Thank you, folks.
And if you'd
be
like,
blessed.
And if you'd like to, and more information on the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses, go to thefbnb.com. That's thefbnb.com. Thank you so much for listening with us. You're listening to WWDB.
Make it an amazing week, folks.
It takes a village.
God bless. Before they pass away.
Builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. Only thing we have to do